Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your host, Frank Cusimano.
Here's the pitch. Langer, there it is! Into left field! It's number 3,000! A run is scored! Buchel ran first! On his way to second with a double!
The best interviews and the most informed insight.
And that's McGaffey breaking free, has a seam, and a crease! The kicker can't trip him up! Headed for the end zone! Will it be back-to-back weeks? Yes!
All tied together with the experience of over 20 years of local broadcasting excellence in St. Louis.
Now Stasny gets away from a check to Fabry. Wide open. Brewer. Rebound. He scores. Trent Brewer. The former blockup has given the Blues a 3-2 lead.
Now, here is Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome in. Hollywood Casino Press Box. Martin Kilquin in for Frank. Frank, not vacationing in the Hamptons. He is in Cancun. I believe he has his phone off, although I group texted Hoff.
Was there supposed to be a photo attached to that? Because there wasn't a photo attached to it. I was kind of confused by
what it. I sent to you guys?
Yes.
A former employee wanting a charitable donation, but I wasn't sure if that formal employee was somebody I trusted, even though the amount asked was a small amount. That's no, there was no photo attached.
Okay.
Never mind. Anyway, Frank did not respond.
We could talk more about it off the air.
Well, then I realized none of you guys responded.
Yeah, sorry.
So then I thought, well, hell, it's not just Frank. Ignore me. Frank is in Cancun with the lovely Monique.
We played the game when he was in Italy. What's Frank doing right now? I think the same answers can apply.
Eating. Probably reading a paperback book, and he will come back and say, oh, Marty, did you know Oscar Robertson as a child? I'm like, no, I didn't know that.
Monique forced him to go on a run this morning. He is currently drinking a boat drink and a jacuzzi, is my guess.
Ooh.
Right now.
I'll be honest, going on a short jog, even just a few miles on a beach vacation setting, is amazing because you work up a little bit of a sweat and then you just run into the water. It feels great.
And then the rest of the day, you eat and drink. You feel good about it.
Yes.
Well, you really only burned about 300-400 calories, and you're going to go drink 10 beers. It doesn't add up, Dr. Rick. It doesn't matter. You feel good about it. It is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. We're going until 1 o'clock. Here's the lineup for today. The one and only Rich Gould at 11 o'clock. KPLR 11, Channel 11. If I say sister station, does that sound condescending
for
the two Fox?
Wow.
You can't say the brothers. We always say it's our sister station, and they could probably refer to us the same way.
Yeah, now, I took offense. I did my one-year stint in Edwardsville, and we were always the sister campus to Carbondale, and we didn't like that. So I think they should take offense to it.
So what would be the nice way, polite way of doing it then?
Our KPLR cousins.
Twin station?
Down the dial at Channel 11.
Anyways, our uncle station, KPLR.
It's our 60. It's there. Well, excuse me, our. I'm sorry. There it was.
Right,
was
there you go. Now, that was condescending, separating them
not
from
you. Not a team player, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's Fox News stepchild, the Channel 11.
Let's be honest. If someone from KPLR needs something, but also you need something, you get the priority, right?
Well, I probably,
no comment. No
probably
comment.
Wouldn't admit that on the air, but... It's their 60th anniversary, Wrestling at the Chase, the Three Stooges on Saturday night, so many staples, and of course, with Rich, Cardinal baseball, Blues hockey, one of the great Cardinal calls. We may even be able to find it. During the McGuire home run chase, he broke out a great Googling Moogly, which was the popular Snickers commercial at the time. There's a McGuire home run call from Rich Gould.
Let me try to find that.
Great. Try spelling. Great googly moogly. But also the fan show. Iggy was a staple. He did a lot of bits for Rich. We'll talk to Rich at 11 o'clock. Text in your questions for the one and only Rich Gould at 855-282-8255. 855-282-8255. Maryville University bringing you our listener line and our text line at 855-282-8255. So Rich at 11 o'clock, Chris Kerber, 11:30. Blues play tonight. They've got Vegas in town after another thrilling win, beating Tampa Bay. That's 2-for-2 this year. against the best team in the NHL. Look at the points in the NHL standings. And Tampa Bay blows everyone out of the water. They're that much better than the rest of the league. And yet the St. Louis Blues have beaten them twice. So, I mean, to think about a cup is not totally crazy. Great win on Saturday. A lot of fun. Blues talk with Curbs coming up at 11:30, 12:30. Dave Kaplan out of Chicago to talk about the Cubs as the season is about to begin. Cards begin Thursday in Milwaukee. And
Cubs
Chuck will be
cutting
here.
Back on all the fun this year, it seems like. They're limiting fast food eating in the and drinking on the charter planes. They're starting to lay down some ground rules and discipline. I don't think they're handling last year very well.
And was it John Lester who sort of pushed back on Joe Maddon as to, hey, I thought this was fun around here?
Yeah, maybe they're the boring ones.
Joe Maddon is like, fun, dude. I got a one-year contract. We got to win this year.
I'm getting fired.
It is a strange world we're living in. When the Cubs come off a 98-win season, or was it 95? Sorry, 95. And they're in panic mode.
It's a 95-win season. They haven't missed the playoffs since 2014. And they're freaking out.
I like that. We'll find out from Dave Kaplan, WGN, all things Chicago. In the noon hour, Chuck Marlowe holding the Blues accountable this morning for their three wins at home, closing out the four-game homestand tonight. Let's begin with the opening monologue brought to you by Hollywood Casino and Gateway Motorsports Park. We'll begin, let's do lap one first. You know, Frank sometimes starts at lap four and five. Because he's texting somebody at Channel 5 and he forgets what laugh he's on.
Yep.
Just remember this about the NCAA tournament. Each team's misery is one game away. So when Marquette was getting embarrassed, a few of my Wisconsin friends were chiming in. Thought you were going to win the Big East. Thought you'd make a run. I really didn't say anything back. And the next night, Wisconsin got bounced. It happens. Murray State may have looked like a Final Four team against Marquette. They promptly lost by 28, which made me feel worse about what happened. So just keep that in mind when you get a little confident about your team. You're only a day away from some misery of your own. That's the beauty of the tournament, but it's also what makes it so brutal. You can win a thriller on Thursday. By Saturday afternoon, your season's over. And your brackets are like your kids. Nobody cares. Don't tell me about your kids. Don't tell me about your brackets.
Wow.
Your fantasy team. Nobody wants to hear about it. Like the letter you get, the form letter at Christmas from some friend you haven't talked to in 20 years. Little Susie's got a gymnastics tournament. Okay, great. You get the form letters? You guys ever gotten those at Christmas time?
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything worse than a form letter about the family's activities over the past year? But since nobody cares, I don't feel too bad about 11 out of 16. That's not very good. My Final Four is intact. Isn't that all that really matters?
Chuck lost one.
He lost a Final Four?
He had Kansas State in the Final Four. He did not know that Dean Wade was out. He was kind of he was lamenting that on Friday. Before they lost, and then more so
Well, he
after.
Should listen to the press box.
Yeah. I think we found out.
Didn't Bruce Weber tell us that?
Yeah. You're right.
Chuck just outed himself.
He was probably streaming Wheeler at that time.
Wheels was breaking it down. Lap two. Duke basketball. When did it become similar to the Patriots or the Cowboys? Where you're this huge brand. I mean, think about it. This is a college in North Carolina that has this huge brand, and people just despise them. Like, it's one thing to hate the Cowboys or the Patriots, but to think about Duke, was everybody rooting for them to lose yesterday?
Well, one, I have them winning the whole thing. Two, and it's odd. Because normally I would root against Duke because it's fun to see him lose, especially in the tournament. But I want to watch more Zion. So I was kind of hoping they were going to pull out yesterday's game.
I think Duke is unlike the Patriots. I think there's a lot to hate about the Patriots outside of even them winning Super Bowls. It's how they won Super Bowls and the allegations that are attached to some of those Super Bowl wins and some of the playoff runs. With Duke, You just hate Duke because they're so good, so well coached. It's impossible to hate Coach K. Although the two-star athlete comment was a little stupid. You know, we'd rather a two-star athlete than a five-star athlete with a good work ethic, something like that. So I think they're unlike the Patriots, where I think they're just hated because they're so good, rather than Patriots have a lot of different things off the field going on with them.
But it's one thing to root for your state school. Like, you could live in Ohio, like Chuck, and root for Ohio State. You could live in Alabama and root for Alabama. If you live in North Carolina, you might pull for North Carolina. Do you have an allegiance to Duke? In other words, when they're in a tight game in the tournament, unless you're worried about your brackets, aren't more people than not rooting for Duke to lose?
Yes.
They want something
so who
different.
Roots for them other than their alums? Like, the Cowboys have a ton of fans, but a lot of people hate the Cowboys. A lot of people hate the Patriots, but they got a ton of fans.
I bet Trump roots heavy for Duke. Wow. Guys like that love to see the people that hate the teams. There's a certain sect out there that loves the hate and that root for Duke. I'm sure they're in. But most people do root against Duke. I am one of those people.
Even if it busts your bracket yesterday. And when did Central Florida become a powerhouse in sports? Football.
So good.
Basketball. And remember, when they make the brackets and they do the tournament, it has nothing to do with matchups. So Johnny Dawkins, one of the greatest Duke players of all time, just happens to be playing his former team as Coach K's former assistant. That just happens.
Coincidence.
And it's almost always in the second round. So they have plausible deniability. Well, we didn't know they were going to win. We didn't know they were going to face each other. But Central Florida could have won that game, and you could argue should have won that game, in what's been a lousy tournament so far for great finishes.
Was just about to say, that game saved the weekend. I guess it would be a Thursday to Sunday, so the extended weekend of the first and second round of the tournament. Because other than that, I love upsets. I like good games. It just didn't seem to have much of either of those. But that game was amazing to watch.
ACC with 5 of the 16. The Big Ten's got 3. The SEC's got 4. Auburn, mini surprise, knocked off Kansas. Pac-12 has 1. The Big 12 has 1. Down year for the Big 12, obviously. Texas Tech looks legit. Gonzaga, whatever conference they're in. It's
West
either
Coast
the Mountain
Conference.
West or the West. Is it the WCC?
WCC.
Every year when I do this little conference breakdown during the tournament, I say, and whatever conference Gonzaga's in, WCC, Mountain West, Houston, I believe is the AAC, that Wichita State Conference, down to 16. All right, lap 3. John Kelly on the Blues broadcast. I was watching the Saturday game. You had end-to-end action. You're thinking the Blues are going to have this great win over Tampa, and then they sort of give it back, which is what they do. They build the big lead, then they scare the hell out of you. Tampa Bay ties it, but great challenge by the Blues. Lightning were, in fact, offside. But then the game gets really intense because you're holding on to a 4-3 lead. There's a period there where the Lightning were on a power play. In that offense, given an extra man advantage, it was intense. And I'm just watching the action, and I was thinking about John Kelly doing the game. Because in baseball, here's the pitch, there's a home run, there's a triple, there's a double play. There's some kind of excitement, there's some kind of action. And then the ball comes back into the infield, and the manager goes to the mound, or the catcher visits the mound, and just kind of, you kind of have a pause. In the NFL, there's the hike, the throw, the sack, the touchdown, and then there's that pause. For a stretch there, there was no stoppage. There was no moment to gather your thoughts or to kind of come up with a succinct next call. It was just end-to-end action. And we know that about hockey. I guess soccer would be on par where it doesn't stop. But boy, that field is so big, it's rare that they're going to be shooting on goal, as opposed to hockey where they might be firing a puck on net, you know, every 10 seconds. And I was thinking how hard that job is, especially some of the names that you weave into this.
Oh, the names you have to practice in advance, I would assume.
Well, I'm not saying he's learning that, but I'm saying if you fast, so of course, he's not like, and the puck's over to, oh, crap, that's number 98. Hold on.
That would make a better listen.
That would be us. That would be Martin.
There's a shot, another shot. Third shot.
There's a shot on goal, and that's 42.
Another shot.
Of course. Yes, Plowsy, of course you have to memorize these tough names in advance.
My bad.
What I'm saying is, if you weave that in, the difficult names to pronounce, end-to-end action, I was just sitting like, this is really impressive. So I tweeted it out that it doesn't get said often enough. And Chris Kerber on the radio side, the same thing. End-to-end action, especially radio, you got to really describe it. There's no pictures. Of course, I said he does a great job, and somehow it came out as a grab job. And some people immediately said, why does John Kelly do a grab job? I'm like, oh, for God's sakes. I had this really thoughtful tweet complimenting John. And people are like, what's a grab job, Martin? I'm like, oh, he does a great job. And then people chimed in, including somebody with a Twitter handle.
Oh, no.
Big Gay Roy.
Hey.
Who said something really positive and polite about John Kelly. And I thought, do I favorite this tweet from Big Gay Roy? Or am I? They think it's fine. John, I just want you to know, Big Gay Roy and Martin have your back. Grab job. All right, lap four. Cardinals have broken camp. I think the most interesting thing is that they've sort of come out and said it. Instead of Dakota Hudson being what we were saying on Friday, hey, there's your fifth. I said, that's a pretty good fifth. They've basically said he's the third. He's our number three. He's pitching the third game of the season. Wainwright won't pitch that first series in Milwaukee. He gets the first game in Pittsburgh. It's basically Mike Schilt saying, listen, at this point, Hudson's a better pitcher. Wainwright's our fifth. I think that's the adult way to look at it. It's just every once in a while they don't do it that way.
It's not at all how it would have been handled with a previous manager.
You think Wainwright would have been, you think Wainwright would have been started?
Wainwright would have got one. Two games in that Milwaukee series.
I just think it's a sign that logic's being applied, and Wainwright's my fifth. That's great.
I think Hudson, more so with the logic is Brebbia being on the 25-man to start the roster, and them only going with one lefty.
Yeah, one lefty. It's the Brett Cecil factor. We're paying this guy a lot of money. If he's healthy, he's here. If not, forget it. And John Brebbia has the best numbers of a righty against a lefty. Isn't that kind of surprising? That if you need a big out against a left-handed bat, if it's not Andrew Miller against Yelich over the weekend, it might be John Brebbia?
When it comes to Reyes and Hicks, do you really care if they're facing a righty or a lefty? Are you that concerned about a platoon with those two guys on the mound?
Correct.
That's why I'm not too concerned about one lefty.
Well, and if the extra lefty was going to be Cecil, I'd say, you know what, I'll take a righty.
Right.
I mean, no offense. Yes, I mean, you would say, give me the best pitcher you have. So they may not be loaded up with lefties, but if it is, in fact, Reyes, Miller, Hicks, that's your rotation. If you say, for the most part, Reyes will be the seventh, then Miller, then Hicks, that looks pretty good. I know it's on paper, but that looks pretty good. All right, number five. Gateway Motorsports Park, opening monologue here on the Hollywood Casino Press Box. The Porter family is extremely blessed, right? Great, talented players. Seemingly really nice kids, too. What in the world? What in the world? Michael Porter Jr., think back 2 years ago. Konzo becomes the coach, and it's all about getting MPJ. Mizzou is on the front page of ESPN.com, and they get Michael Porter Jr., and Mizzou fans are ecstatic. We went from being a doormat. Kim Anderson, good guy. Program was embarrassing. And Michael Porter Jr. changed it just by saying, I'm going to Mizzou. Blake Harrison, I'm going to Mizzou. Everybody wanted to go to Mizzou. It was the most stunning turnaround. And as you know, Michael Porter Jr. then gets injured. Maybe he was previously injured, but the career at Mizzou was disappointing. And his brother, Jonte, was also part of the deal. Remember that he was going to be a senior in high school last year. He's able to declare early, and he's a pretty good player. Going to come back, and then he gets injured. Mizzou was picked to finish ninth in the SEC with Jonte Porter. Then he gets injured. And we all just assume the next stop for him is going to be the NBA. And then news over the weekend, he's re-injured, re-tore the ACL. Just brutal. And I know that family, like I said, a lot of good things have happened. MPJ is in the NBA, even though he hasn't played yet. I just wonder what it is. This family, I think the daughter, too, one of the daughters, had some knee injuries, was on the Mizzou women's team. So you're not going to feel too sorry for the Porters, but I did when I saw that news. Jonte Porter re-injures the ACL. We wish him the best. Lap six. So St. Louis Magazine wants to know, who's your favorite local sportscaster?
Oh, no. Are you going to – is this your PR move right here?
No.
Well, for Martin.
No. I just want to know – now, they misspelled Chuck's last name, Marlo.
They did not. Did they really?
Marlo with an E. But he said, hey, I'm on the list. I'm on the list. But on the list, and it's also misspelled, is Jim Nantz. Now, I guess it's because he was here for the PGA. I didn't.
We have now claimed Jim Nantz.
Look this up.
Come on.
We can't claim him. He's on the list. And they spelled it N-A-N-C-E, so I guess he's related to Larry Nantz.
STL Mag.
They say you can't, and you can.
You can,
and you're
UConn.
On the St. Louis best sportscaster list.
Guess who? Mizzou. So I'm just trying to figure out, and I'd have to say, if you're looking at Martin and Frank and Charlie and the others, I'd probably vote for Jim Nantz. He's probably better than all
he's
of
not
us.
From here,
but
yeah,
he's on the list
here.
Unless I read it wrong, Jim Nantz is listed as one of your favorites.
That's fantastic.
In the St. Louis Magazine. You want to feel old? Dana Altman, who I picture at Creighton for 100 years, coached at Creighton forever, took the Arkansas job for like a second. Remember that? Got on the plane. I think the pig suey thing scared him and he quit. I'm serious. Something happened down there and he turned around and quit. He's in his ninth year at Oregon. I guarantee folks at the Valley feel like it was yesterday. Dana Altman was coming to town, Arch Madness, and crushing that tournament. Ninth year at Oregon. And are the Ducks always like an 11 or 12 seed? And they're from a power conference?
And they're always a team to watch out for because they're that double-digit seed.
Correct.
Hey, the Midday Grind is nominated for the best sports radio show.
Whoa.
Let's go vote for the Midday
Grind. Did they spell
grind.
It right?
The coveted hour?
Also, by
the
way, so was Golic and Wingo?
Is it because Trey worked here? Does it explain why Jim Nantz is misspelled?
So you're going up against Golic and Jim Nantz in your list. I think you got a tough hill to climb here, Martin, but...
Is Golic and Wingo, I should know this, are they on local? Bernie's on.
I think they're on really early.
So maybe a portion.
They have since corrected the spelling of Jim Nantz.
Okay.
And Charlie Marlowe. However, there is no explanation as to why
he's on there.
Jim Nantz is on the list because everyone else is local. Here are the TV sportscasters.
Is Joe Buck on there?
Yes, but he's from here.
Okay, well, I was going to say that would count. That's
Angela
okay.
Sharp, Charlie Marlowe, Darren Pang, Doug Vaughn, Erica Weston, Frank, Jim Edmonds, Jim Nantz, Joe Buck, John Kelly, Josh Helmuth, you, Mo Drummond, Rennie Knott, who isn't really sports anymore but is still on the list. Rennie is more.
So the Jim Nantz is just sort of right in the middle of the whole thing.
Yes.
I wonder if nobody will notice.
Got to say, I am Iggy, by the way,
whoa,
one of you, Martin, are nominated for best Twitter feed.
Hold on. Say that again.
How?
You and Iggy. Are nominated.
He retweets
for...
porn stars. That's amazing. No, Iggy.
I usually tweet making fun of Iggy. Does
that's
that count?
Hilarious.
At Iggy Strode.
Are you serious?
At Martin Kilcoin 2 for best Twitter feed, along with 105.7 The Point, 93.7 The Bull, Blues, Strux, Casey Nolan, at CDCYR, at Derek Gould, or D Gould, at Gateway Arch STL. Okay, either do people or
world?
Do companies. You can't do both. Missouri Botanical Garden, Patrico 105.7, and you and Iggy.
And Iggy. Well, it's an honor just to be nominated.
There's
I'm going to vote for Iggy
somebody in
one
there
sec.
That put Iggy in there.
Okay, Iggy got just my vote.
I'll vote for Iggy.
I want Iggy to vote for Iggy. Let's do it.
Just so he has to go to the award ceremony. Yeah, that's a stupid place. Stupid award, but
or
I'll take it.
Or have people go to his Twitter account.
Yes.
I think that would make it even better. Too.
What about Chuck's mom? We had a bunch of people following her for a while. At Bridget Marlowe.
Why isn't Plowsy nominated? I'm kind of disappointed
by
that.
I'm good. I'm kind of glad I'm in the background here.
Plowsy's a must follow during Mizzou football games.
I would say yes, but not many Missouri people would vote for me. So I think Iggy's a great candidate for that.
Final stream of consciousness when it's really nice out. And you want to hang out with the kids, and it's Friday afternoon, don't go to the zoo.
Well, it's a matter.
Terrible idea.
Why?
Texted a few. Was there
the
on,
zoo was great.
Was there on Friday, about 3 o'clock?
You know, this is when Martin becomes elitist and demands they start charging admission for the zoo to cut out some of the riffraff.
Where's the fast passes I can buy?
No, let me tell you. The zoo is free. But it ain't free. Not that you're supposed to be drinking beer and you're hanging with the kids, but the beers are about $9.
Oh, really? I've never had a beer at the zoo, so I don't know how much.
Once you have kids and you go to the zoo, you'll start drinking.
My wife and I have gone a couple times. We've never had to use the train before, so I've never really had to spend money at the zoo.
I love the cigarette area to where the parents, smoking a cigarette, about 100 yards away, don't pet the zebras, right. You know. Just great parenting all around. I love that you were at the zoo.
Stay away from that fence, those antelopes. They could get a little pissed off over there. But I texted a friend, and he said, it's spring. It's nice out. It's Friday afternoon. Rookie move, going to the zoo. And by the way, by the time you ride the train, normally they're closed this time, but you can pet the stingrays. That's extra. Gift shop.
Extra.
Got to have a little snack, a little slushy. Extra. Zoo ain't free.
You're in the three digits at that point.
By the way, Frank's Food Picks, I believe, will be coming to you from Cancun. If I know Frank today, he's down there. How are you? Frank Cusumano, News Channel 5. Never says 590. Remember that at the zoo? He's introducing himself.
He never does.
Hi, Frank Cusumano, News Channel 5. What about 590? I'll bet you he's cutting a deal. We could shoot this today, Monique, on your phone. If we do a Food Picks, we got 50,000 friggin' likes. We went to and there's some guy down there that doesn't speak English. Like, excuse me? So we need a new Spanish Frank question. Excuse me, sir. Are you interested in Frank's Food Picks? And then maybe the entire trip will be traded out. This is my guess and my answer to the question. What is Frank doing right about now? He's trying to cut a deal, and he's using the Food Picks. This buffet is friggin' incredible. Monique, did you get that? He's got her operating the camera. I feel like this is very possible.
It's not working.
Not working. We'll get back to that.
Frank's Food Picks.
One sec. Let's do it one more time.
Discúlpeme, señor. ¿Está usted interesado en Frank's Food Picks?
There it is. Frank's Food Picks. Okay, how about half off? Okay, throw in a free movie. All right, Hollywood Casino Press Box. We're going to talk to Chris Kerber at 11:30. The one and only Rich Gould at 11 o'clock. Channel 11 celebrating their 60th anniversary. Chuck's here in the noon hour. Some Cub Talk with Dave Kaplan. Also, your thoughts on the Maryville listener line at 855-282-8255.